We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and beginning on the bottom of Daf Nun Gimel Beis, Omar Rav. We just learned that Rav Meir says that if someone is Mekadosh Isha with Hekdesh, the halacha is, it depends. Bimezid, it's a Kedushin. Veshagilai Kedushin. Divrei Rav Meir, what's Pshat? So the Gemara said before, the Pshat is like this. Rav Meir holds that Bimezid, it's a good Kedushin. Why? Because when I give it to the Isha, it becomes Chulin, and the husband's Chayiv Me'ila, but he's Chayiv because of Me'ila, but it becomes Chulin, and therefore it's a good Kedushin. But by Shoigig like Kiddush, why not? So Rabbi Yaakov said, Shvein Rabbi Yechanon, that there he's a Shoigig, he doesn't know it's Hekdish, therefore he doesn't want to be Mechalit. Since he doesn't want to Mechalit, therefore it does not go to Chulin. It doesn't go to Chulin, it's not a good Kedushin. So comes Afira Meir. By Mezid, it is Mischal. By Shegig, it's not Mischal. It does not go Lechulim by Shegig because it doesn't want to be Mechal the Hektish. So Rav comes and he argues on Rav Yochanan's Pshat in Rav Meir. Omer Rav, Chazano called Salim Shem Rav Meir. I looked all over the place around Shas and I didn't find anywhere that Rav Meir says there's a chilek, there's a difference between Shegig and Mezid. Lemetzinu Hektish with Shegig and Mischal, Mezid Mischal. Well, only what do you find? Like Rashi says, that it's Mischal, Sai B'Shegig, Sai Mezid, it's Mischal. And that's Rameh's Chiddush all over Shas, that even B'mezid it's Mischal, but Pashat B'Shoigig Mischal. So therefore, you can't say Pshat in the Mishnah that B'Shoigig Loi Kiddush, not Kiddush B'Shoigig, it's not Mischal. It should be Mischal. Ella, what's Pshat? Mishnah Seinu, our Mishnah is talking about that the husband gave the Isha Kostos Kunosh Loi Balu, which are robes of the Kayin, of a Kayin Hedit, that was not rubbed out, and still Ru'uyin La Avoida, it's still usable to do Avoida with it, and therefore, there's a special din by such begadim, such clothing that the Kayin uses for Avoida, that there's no, the B'Shegi, the Me'ila, does not make it go to Chulin. Why? Because since impossible for a kohen to be so careful, the minute they finish the avodah, they have to take it off right away. So therefore, there's a heter for them to be nana from it. So therefore, since there's a heter to be nana from it, so if you're nana from it, it's not going to go lechulin. So if you're v'shaygi by mistake, you're nana from it, it doesn't go lechulin. So therefore, if you use this kostos kuna to give to a isha, it doesn't go lechulin because the halacha is that by these things, it doesn't go lechulin because nitnu lehenes nenu. If you do it b'mezid, then it'll kakabe b'mechol, it'll become mischal. But if it's b'shoigi, it will not be mischal. Therefore, b'mak kaddish with this b'mezid kiddish. B'shoigi like kiddish, why? Because it does not go lechulin. So that's how it's saying, according to Rav, Shadon Rav Meir, that a body holds b'shoigi b'mezid mischal every time you have hektish. But by Kostos Kunos Shaloi Balu, there, since it was made to be have enough from, because the Torah was not given to Lakasharis, they can't take it off right away, therefore, they will not go to Chulin, it won't be a good Kedushin. Tashimah, and ask the Kasha on this Pshat. Kostos Kunos Shabalu, Moilim Behem, Divrei Meir. Kostos Kunos that got rubbed out, it says in this Braisa, there's Me'ila, Divrei Meir. So what do you see? They see by Kostos Kunos, there's Me'ila. We just finished saying by Kostos Kunos, no Me'ila, because it's nitin lahonis nenu. Here it's mashma that there is me'ila. That it is me'ila. Does go lechulin. Divrei Meir. My love fill loy balu. Maybe it sounds like even, but without getting rubbed out. And even though it's royal avoida still, there's me'ila. And the Gemara, no, there is talking about where it was already balu, which means already not usable for avoida. Therefore, it's not nitin lahonis nenu. And therefore, the halach is that yemoilim behem. That yemoilim behem b'shoigig and it goes lechulin and it goes lechulin. So therefore, there is different. That there it's different, when it's not royal or mitzvah anymore, there it's shaykh to have me'ila. Masha'inkin, in the case of loy balu, which is still used for avodah, there will not go lechulun. Zok to Gemara Vayter, because there it's nila haskinu. Gemara is not kasha. Toshima, it says in a Mishnah in Mesechta Shkolim, Toshima, Moyalin b'charetin. This is talking about the Shkolim, and it's a price actually, but it's talking about the din of Shkolim. Shkolim are that Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Mashmiya, everyone has to bring a Machzah Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. What was the reason for that? In order for everyone to be part of the Kabbonis. And what they do is, they put it into a Lishka, and right before Pesach, they took one Truma, and before Shavuos, another Truma, and before Sukkot, another Truma. And this way, everyone became part of the Kabbonis. Now, anyone who gives it on time, obviously part of the Kabbonis. But let's say you give it after Pesach, you still have a chance. Because the next one by Shavuos, they'll still take off. And also even by Sukkot, they'll still take off. So the whole year, until next Rosh Chodesh Nisan, anyone who gave their Machzah Shekel, it went into something called Taklin Charetin. A special shayfer, it looked like a shayfer, it was a cone that they kept the money in. And it was called the new Taklin. And even if you give it after Sukkot, Zog Taisvis, that if you need Kabbonis, you'll use it from this. So therefore, they'll all set aside for Kabbonis. But if you miss the year, then the next year already, you have to take the truma from the new crop of Machzor Shekel. And if this guy didn't pay it, he still owes it, he gives it, and it goes to the Takna Atikim, and that has the same din as the Shirayim of last year. What do you do with the Shirayim, the leftovers of last year's Machzor Shekel? Use it to build up the walls on Yerushalayim and the towers. So that's Shiari Alishka. So Halacha is in this price. So Moel Mecharetin Veimel Atikim. There's Me'ila on Takan Charetin. Why? Because that's Kabanas. There's no Me'ila Ba'atikim because that's not Kabanas. That's not used for Kabanas Sibur. That's used for the Chaim Seir, for the walls of the city. Rav Meir Moel Maf Ba'atikim. Even the older Taklin, even that, you also have Me'ila. Why? Rav Meir Moel B'Shiari Alishka. He held that your Moel B'Shiari Alishka, leftover of the Lishka, leftover after they take off the Machzor Shekel for the Kabbonis, whatever's left over, is there is Me'ila on that. Va'amai, why? Name Mahov and Ulaharis, Vision Venatari Machzor Shekel. Why don't you say the same taina that it's impossible to be careful not to have enough? Because what do you do with that Machzor Shekel? You fix up the walls. Now, the walls are very possible for people to have enough by mistake because they can sit in the shade of the wall or sit on top of the wall. The walls of the city and the towers came from Shiar Lishka. The town went to the Mishnah. Chaim is the ear of Miglosev, a whole Tarchi, all the Tarchi, and bomb is Shiar Lishka, and it's impossible not to be Nana for that by mistake. So it's Nitnu Laharnasdenu. And still it says that Ramea holds Me'ila. So you see, even by something Nitnu Laharnasdenu, you have an idea of Me'ila, and it goes to Chulun. And the Gemara, Loi Tamer Ramea, Le'im Rav Yehuda. You have to say, this is not Ramea, it's Rav Yehuda. And Tosha says, that's what you have to take out. Look at the beginning of Brisa. It says, Moel Mecharetin Ve'im Moel Antikim Div Rav Yehuda in parentheses. Tosha says, you have to say, take out Div Rav Yehuda. Because if that said Div Rav Yehuda, and then said Ramea, Eimer, it has to say, the Gemara should answer Epoch. Gemara says, just change Ramea to Rav Yehuda, and everything is good. So the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda is the one who Taka says that you moyalin af ba'atikin. What's pshat? Like Rashi explains, Rav Yehuda holds in our Mishnah b'shege kiddush. Why? We're talking about kasa sekuna according to Rameya, and that Yehuda is saying shege kiddush. According to this pshat, Rav pshat, Rameya is talking about kasa sekuna, and Rav Yehuda says still b'shege it works. B'shege it works. Why? Because goes a chulin. I nitnu lahanis. So Rashi explains pshitas Rav Yehuda is that even though nitnu lahanis, that's only hana'a of wearing it. But Shar Hanoyis is Asr. And that will make Gol Chulin. So using for Kedushin will make Gol Chulin. And therefore, Rav Yehuda also holds Ma'ilam Atik and he holds the Izmi'ila on the Chaim Sa'ir or Migdal Sa'ah because you're not using it for the use that it's supposed to be used for. Obviously, when using it for the use, you use a little extra, that's fine. But use the other Hanoyis that's Taka is Me'ila. And I learned Tormach HaSharas. No, so for the things that you're allowed to use it for, even extra will be mutter. But so use something else is also. Therefore, using the Kedushin will not work. That's Pshat in Rav Yehuda Shita, who holds B'shoigig Kidesh. Why? Because it goes to Chulun. And he holds B'mezid Loi Kidesh, because he holds every mezid is not Meschal. So it comes out, Fira Meir, B'shoigig Loi Kidesh. Why? Because it's not go to Chulun. Because Nir Lohanes. B'mezid goes to Chulun, because he holds it goes to Chulun by Hegdash B'mezid, Meschal. Rav Yehuda holds the opposite, that Kidesh, it works. Why? Because he doesn't hold that Shara Noyes Mutter. Masha Inkein, B'mezid Loi Kiddush. Zot Mar Vayta, Toshima, Tanya Om Rabbi Shmuel, Om Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchok, Avnei Yerushalayim Shenoshu, walls of the city fell out, Me'alim Hem, there is Me'ila, Divrei Rameya, that's what Rameya holds. So what do you see? Rameya holds Me'ila and Avnei Yerushalayim. I would just finish saying this idea that if Nitnu Lahonis Nenu, if they were given for Hana, then there's no Me'ila. And for the Gemara, like Tamer Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. It's Rav Yehuda. It's the same thing like before, the same time as before. Freit the Gemara, Kasha, Rav Yehuda, and L'chayr, this question could be asked on the Teretz before as well. If you're saying Rav Yehuda holds there is Me'ila by the walls of Yerushalayim, but it's not true. Yerushalayim doesn't even have any Kedusha of Kedushas Aguf. Rav Yehuda, Yerushalayim Yimekacha, V'atanah Relitra Mishnah. If someone says, I want this piece of bread to be Ke'imra, like a Seh, which is like a carbon, Kedirim, like the deer, which is the pen where they kept the behemoth's hektish, or the deer, or ke'etzim, like the deer where they kept the etzim. Deer means the storage place where they kept the etzim, the wood for the mezbeach, ke'ishim, like the fire, which means there's things I put on the fire. Ke'ishim is like the kavanas that I put on the fire. You say that word. You say this chal should be like ke'ishim. It should be like the things that are blowing on mezbeach, like ke'hechel, or is it like the hechel, like the mezbeach, like the kushlaim. Ke'hechel also means like the kabanis that are brought in the Heichal Olam Mizbech. So all those things are called neder. And he says, Kirishlaim also is considered a neder. Why? Because Yerushalayim is considered a dava anoda, considered a dava a muktish, a dava that has a kedusha guf. And Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, no. Kol Emi Yerushalayim Lo Maklum. If you say Yerushalayim Lo Maklum, now you could have learned Pshat is because he didn't say Ki Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim. The Gemara says V'chitema, we shouldn't learn on my Ki Yerushalayim because that's why it's no good because you said Yerushalayim. But it's not true. By the time I looked at a Brisa, Yehuda, I mean, Kol Emi Ki Yerushalayim Lo Maklum. Actually, either Davanot a Karav Yerushalayim until you make an Eden something that's Karav in Yerushalayim. So you see, Klar, that the Me'ilo will not work in the Chayim Yerushalayim at all because it doesn't have any Kedushas Aguf at all to have the Issa Me'ilo. So, L'chaira, it's not called at all a hektish. So, heck, you say, Pshat, and these two brises are going to Rabbi Yehuda. And Mayalim B'Shiyar Lishka is because they're making the Chayim Yerushalayim, and he has the hold of Nitnu Lahanis Shar Hana'ois Balamaisa. They're not even Kedusha. I'm going to go on that. There's no Kedusha even there that's the Kula Dov Anoda. So, how could it be Me'ila on Yerushalayim? So, you're stuck here. You can't say Zechariah Meir because Rav said if you're a Meir, anything that you can have an offer from, there's no Me'ila. According to Yehuda, we find Yerushalayim Echlala has no Isser Me'ila. So, what's going on over here? And for the Gemara, on top of the base, trait and early Rabbi Yehuda. It's Mechlekes Tanoim, what Rabbi Yehuda holds. One man in the Yama holds that Yerushalayim is Mekachuk HaHekdish, and therefore there will be Me'ilah. The man is not Me'ilah. So that's Mechlekes, it's two Tanoim, what's Fear of Yehuda. That's what's coming out, it's two Tanoim, Fear of Yehuda, but Lamaisi was sticking with the Pshat. In Rameir, the Pshat is that our Mishnah is talking about Kosis Kahuna, Shaloi Balu.